This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Glenwood Springs Adventure Park is closed indefinitely while police investigate a death on the grounds. The Garfield County Sheriff's Office say a 22-year-old man who hasn't been publicly identified had several improvised bombs and semi-automatic weapons. He also wore tactical clothing customized to look like law enforcement gear. Bomb disposal teams have swept the amusement park and the suspect's home near Carbondale. They say there is currently no threat to the public. State lawmakers this session will consider three bills proposed by students across the state. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
One bill would study gender-affirming care in Colorado, and another would address mental health staff shortages in schools. Under a third bill, youth would be able to change their names at school for internal use. Manitou Springs student Megan Taylor told a legislative committee that some students' parents don't accept their child's gender identity.
Having a place such as a school where that person can feel that they are a human being and feel that they are who they are is vital to the life of anyone.
Republican members of a committee pushed back against the bill, saying it amounts to lying to parents. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado ski season officially started Sunday morning when Arapaho Basin became the first resort to open. Snowboarder trailer Tom Wilson was on the very first chairlift of the morning. He's held that ranking in Colorado for 31 years in a row.
The stove just builds every year we've done this. I can't imagine what year 32, 33, 34 would be like.
You're listening to CPR News.